The brother of King Charles III, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office in connection with his close relationship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Man, it's crazy how America is like the only country where it's legal to be a giga pedophile. Like, there in other countries, people have like lost office or they've resigned or whatever. In America, nobody has. Nobody. By far, like far and away, we have the most people implicated in the files. And nobody's apologizing. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody has to resign. Half the fucking Trump administration is implicated. It's crazy. He wasn't arrested for pedo shit. He was giving state info to Epstein. I would say, well, for one, he was still a pedo. But also, I would say that, like, that's also Epstein shit. Like, Epstein wasn't doing pedophilia for the love of pedophilia on its own. There was a whole, like, interconnected network of financing and political manipulation, right? The whole thing, like, it was a broader project than just the pedophilia. So yeah, leaking state secrets to Epstein is like sort of part of the... No, he did love pedophilia. Yes, he did. Epstein, big old fan of pedophilia. I'm just saying that wasn't the whole point of the thing. You know? Starmer almost resigned because he appointed somebody affiliated with Epstein. Starmer should resign for a wide variety of reasons, but probably not that. At least not to my knowledge, you know? Wide variety of reasons. Yeah, but the royal family aren't really a part of the state here. My understanding is that the British royal family still have, like, a lot of influence, financially and politically, just not formally, you know? People, liberal wonks like the CGP Grey types, they like to be, well, technically, their power is ceremonial and not real, and also everyone loves the castles. But, like, they're very, very, very wealthy people with a lot of connections and a lot of prestige. And that's all you need. Like, that's like every person in the Epstein files, right? Like, the vast majority of people in the Epstein files don't have, like, formal government power. They have money and connections, which is the only thing that actually matters, money and connections. Yeah, social power. That's not... Your actual official government power isn't really that, like, meaningful these days. What is Congress doing? You know what I mean? What is Congress doing? Steve Bannon has exercised more power in the past 10 years than, like, any member of Congress, except for Mitch McConnell during his prime. I thought the pedophilia stuff was just for blackmailing people. I think that's part of it, and I think another big part of it that we have to recognize is that a lot of wealthy, powerful people are also just huge pedophiles.
Britain's former Prince Andrew has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, he was taken into custody in Norfolk just a short while ago. He is accused of allegedly sharing confidential information with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Mountbatten Windsor has previously denied any wrongdoing over his ties to Epstein. King Charles had stripped his brother of his titles back in October and has since evicted him from Windsor. Let's get back down to CNN's Salma Abdelaziz, who joins us live in London. Salma, what's the latest that you're hearing?
I want to start by asking maybe questions of what we don't know and what we do know so far. So we do know that he's been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office, but there's...
What is it about wealthy people that makes them pedophiles? I think they just want to distinguish themselves from the proles, from the working class, by reaffirming to everyone and to themselves they can do whatever they want with no consequences. Like... Do wealthy people, like, you know, bankers and lobbyists and stuff, do they do, like, blood rituals? Yeah, probably, but I don't think it's because of Satan or whatever. Like, people are like, oh, they worship Moloch. I don't think they worship Moloch, dog. I think they just think it's cool that they can do that shit. Like, kill people and hide their bodies and get away with it. There's a lot of that, like, Skull and Bones Club shit. Like, the reason why, like, frat houses do this all the time, right? They do, like, weird ritual ceremony shit. It's not because they're actually spiritual or whatever. It's because they think it's cool to have an in-group defined by this aesthetic of, you know, arcana or whatever. And I think for a lot of wealthy people, they're like, well, we're immune to the law anyway, so what better way to reaffirm that than to do, like, the most evil shit imaginable, you know? XQC said it was like your late game, you have nothing else to work towards. Isn't this the plot of the genocide route in Undertale? That once you accept the power, that being able to reload your save over and over again actually confers upon you just to see, like, what would happen. You kill all your friends. It's like all billionaires are on the genocide route, basically.
a lot of details that are still missing here, of course, Rahel. We don't know the specifics of the allegations of this investigation by the police. We're talking about a period of time between 2001 to 2011 when he was representing the UK as a trade envoy.
POV, you're Epstein in the cell. They say the camera is off for 1 minute, man. Yeah, that's because he opened with his strongest attack.
But what are the specific allegations, the specific accusations of misconduct? We don't yet know that. What information actually prompted Thames Valley Police to make this arrest? That's the key question here, because we understand that they have been assessing this claim for some time now, I would say a period of days. That latest trove of emails where we see these allegations come to light has been out for a few weeks now. So what was the trigger? What was the switch? What was it that the police held on to that said, okay, now is the time when we need to take this very extraordinary action, of course.
It's crazy. I just think it's really funny how a lot of white supremacists pretend that they're trying to reaffirm the America belongs to its founding stock. The founding stock of America were, of course, Anglo-Americans, right? Like British people. That's what we talk about. But no one's posting like a Sonnengrad, you know, 1488 Return with a V, Little Dark Age edits with people who look like this. It's always people who look Italian or like Scandinavian or something.
In this country. We also don't know where Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor is currently being held. We don't know where he is being held. We simply know that he's been arrested, but we don't know any details beyond that or what the status of that is in terms of his arrest. And we still don't know if he's been interviewed under caution. That's what it's described as in this country. So essentially, has he been asked questions? Has he sat down with a police officer and been asked questions as of yet? And where has he been asked these questions? What location has he been taken to? What do we actually know right now? Well, what we do know is Mr. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, former Prince Andrew, who only earlier this month was forced out of the royal residence, pushed.
No mention thus far of the fact that there are like a billion Americans who are implicated, all of whom, well, not all of whom are in power, but a significant number of whom are in the administration.
Boy, did he abuse the public office? Did he violate government information? Did he violate the pact for confidentiality? That is the question the police are asking right now. The details around that, we have yet to know.
So this is the kind of story where it generates a flurry of text links.
Also funny how Return to Roots Americans embrace Catholicism. Yeah, no, as if the Ku Klux Klan wasn't lynching Catholics too. Yeah, no, the whole like American white nationalist project genuinely is based on like a hope that nobody knows even a little bit of history, you know? It's crazy. I saw, okay, tangentially related, but I saw, because a big part of the conservative project right now is trying to take all these young, like, gamer anime lolicon incels and make them into hyper-warrior, trad-cath, religious right, you know, avatars of a bold new world. And I saw one of the accounts that's kind of, like, hooked up on that juice, you know, like, that's kind of the vibe they're going for, unironically arguing that religious conservatives have never attempted to censor video games. And it was such a weird intersection of, like, for one, yeah, they did, like, really famously. But for two, where is your movement where, like, that's the line you have to draw and that's the lie you have to maintain? No, guys. Religious conservatism has always been based. They would never censor our video games. You know what I mean? Like, what? Like, it's a very weird intersection of priorities where, on one hand, you have to be like, religious conservatism has always been based. But on the other hand, like, yeah, no, nothing is ever coming for our video games. Not on our end, you know?
People trying to put together what they know now. Can you remind us the state of play here in the U.S.? Right now, it's the House Oversight Committee, right? Like, who is investigating what at this point?
Well, that's a question that we don't actually know the full answer to. The House Oversight Committee is pursuing some depositions with the former Victoria's Secret owner, Wexner, did a deposition yesterday, but also there's this whole the question.
And he's a major donor, yes, which is why people are focused
right
on him.
And the question of whether Bill and Hillary Clinton, what their testimony will look like, that's been going back and forth, but is expected in the coming weeks. But I think that the
God, that's a funny photo. I guarantee Charles will throw Andrew under the bus. Hasn't Andrew been on thin ice for ages anyway? I mean, he's literally not even a prince anymore, allegedly. Yeah, of course, obviously. Also, the royal family does care, at least to some extent, about respectability. So, I mean, looks pretty bad.
The thing that is notable here is that so far, the fallout from the Epstein files, which, by the way, have still not been fully released, despite the law that said that they needed to be.
The DOJ has said they're not releasing the remaining files, which is really interesting, you know, just flat out saying they're not releasing it, considering the fact that the files they have released include really bad shit, makes you wonder what remains in them. I think that the remainder of the files, or at least a significant portion of them, are just child sexual abuse material, or at the very least, sexual content. You know, maybe a lot of it's with adults, you know, whatever. And the effort that it would take to go through and censor everything would be, like, apocalyptic. It's beyond what they can do. And if they fuck up, as they have, like, they've fucked up 1,000 times on, like, failing to properly redact stuff. If they fuck up even once, and there's one single photo or video amidst the pile that is improperly censored, they could be in, like, some actual hot water. Have you seen the months surrounding 9/11 haven't been released? I don't know. I saw somebody say that, but people just say shit. I would need to see, like, a credible account confirm it.
The fallout has been not in America, not in American politics, in ways that people have really been feeling the kinds of results that have been happening
in Europe. Yeah.
Or people even stepping away from business dealings in the United States. There are a lot of political figures who keep coming up in these documents.
Yeah.
Documents are not necessarily things that implicate guilty behavior, but we have from the Justice Department from the beginning this statement that there was nothing to follow up on in terms of criminal investigation. We just don't that statement coming at the front of the release when we see that other things have been followed up.
I want to add one more.
Why don't British men believe in haircuts? Like all British guys do the same thing. They do the Russian thing where they don't do anything with their hair. They just cut it and then it just maintains the shit. You know, they never like move it, you know?
More thing to that, because Prince Andrew in the past has denied the allegations of sexual abuse from people like the late Virginia Giuffre. I just want to read something just because the paper happens to be in front of me. New York Times are talking about the Commerce Secretary Lutnick, and they mention that it says he's not the only prominent Trump administration official to appear. The records show that RFK Jr., obviously of DHS, once went hunting for dinosaur fossils with Mr. Epstein. An email file shows that Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's at CMMS, invited Mr. Epstein to a 2016 Valentine's Day party. None of these things are criminal, but they're also part of this dialogue that says the elites, there's an elite out there, they're all buddies, they all hang out with each other, and they accrue the benefits of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, in 2016, he was a convicted pedophile. Why are you hanging out with this man in general? And I guess I'm hard-pressed to find that people didn't know that of his behavior. And then they also lied about it, and they lied to the American people. Lutnick actually lied to people and said, I had nothing to do with it. And then he's like, oh, wait, I did have lunch on the island. It's like, who do you believe anymore at this point? And I think, to your point, the American people, I think, are so interested in this because of the power dynamic, because they see that they'll never be able to get ahead. They're not in these elite circles. They're not in this weird class of people that do things and aren't held accountable and get to play by different rules.
But I also think another thing that sticks out to me,
it's pretty huge that like the Epstein business has mainstreamed this understanding of the wealthy to the point that even CNN panels can talk about it. I know it seems obvious because we're us and we're in our own environment, but like this world that we're in now would have been unthinkable even a little, just like a year or two ago. The idea of just like even on very mainstream media, people being like, well, yeah, obviously there's like an elite group of people who are very wealthy who all hang out with Epstein and they're unaccountable to the law. Like it's just not the kind of thing that you would expect to hear on CNN. I don't know what it's going to lead to. All I know is that I'm happy they're saying it.
And you read through the different revelations that have been coming out of these files is that I think a lot of Americans think like, oh, there's, you know, there's Republicans and there's Democrats, but actually among the elite, they're not really as different as you think. And these are files that include everyone from Naomi Campbell.
This is called class consciousness in Marxist theory.
To Steve Bannon going and allegedly hanging out on this island. And so it's like, wait a minute, this is not this elite is like, it's different than like right versus left.
That's where it plugs into the bigger political thing going on here. There's this phrase, you guys have both used the word class, talk about it. Ro Khanna, the congressman from California who wrote the bill that was the Epstein, he has this phrase, the Epstein class, which has now gotten some pickup.
Oh, yeah, or the Epstein administration, I've heard him say.
Yeah, but the Epstein class, I think, does get into the, like, people have a feeling that they're, there are some who are getting ahead, who are getting wealthy, while a lot of Americans are struggling and are not able to break through. They see this going on, and this what's in these files at the very least.
I feel like he's stumbling over his words here because he understands, like, on some level he's reaffirming stuff that sounds like a communist critique of class distinction. Like, it what he's saying here fundamentally is, like, our guy shit. You know what I mean? It's this, like, right up here. It's with us. This is our line, you know? It's been mainstreamed by the Epstein stuff, but I feel like he's trying to, like, be a little careful with his words so he doesn't, like, explicitly endorse a particular perspective.
Does seem to confirm that for a lot of people, that there are this, that there's this rich network of people. They go hunt for dinosaur fossils together. They do. They hang out on an island. They whatever. And then you add in all of the illicit behavior. All this. It's stuff that is remote from anything that most people are dealing with, and makes this the economic, this stratification going on in American society feel much more real.
Did they want to clone a dinosaur? I have a feeling that hunting for dinosaur fossils was some kind of euphemism. There's a lot of that in the files. Dude, YouTube has been, like, taking a shit.
New messages
lately
between Steve Bannon and Jeffrey Epstein released in the Epstein files have ignited something of a civil war in MAGA world. In one message, Bannon suggests...
This is old shit. Everyone knows Bannon and Epstein have been friends for ages.